here we have. Do you mind if we have your name?
Name is Alexander Williams.
Well, nice to meet you. And can you tell us about your costume?
All right, well, this is actually a creation of my own superhero. I call it the Dark Dagger. He's like Batman, but, you know, he's not rich. He wants to, you know, keep the city safe, defend it from all bad guys and whatnot.
Now what? That is a different version of Batman. Yeah. And I think that's very unique.
Yeah, thank you.
And how did you make the costume?
So about 5 years ago, if I'm not mistaken, me and some friends, I worked at a barbershop, Onyx Barbers, and, you know, a friend of mine named Tristan, he's actually into superheroes himself. He collects comics, and, you know, there was a nickname I got, and, you know, we kind of stuck with it in a superhero kind of way. So we started working on some different version of a costume, how it should look, and, you know, seeing that Dark Dagger embodies the spirit of Batman, I figured, you know, why not give it like a good gray and black look?
Well, thank you so much, and thank you, and enjoy Comic-Con, and just enjoy it.
I will, man. Thank you.
And just have fun.
I will.
And thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. We are here at the 2023 Comic-Con. And here we have, can we have your name, please?
It's Allie, and I'm cosplaying Beto from Genshin Impact.
And can you tell us about your costume?
It is homemade. I made most of it, and then I bought some online. It was fun to make.
Well, it does look amazing.
Thank you.
And can you tell us how did the alterations turn out?
It was quite hard to, I had to do straps and I had to do things at the end, but I managed to do it, so I feel happy and proud of it, so.
Well, thank you so much, and hope you enjoy Comic-Con.
Thank you.
And thank you for coming on with us today, and have fun.
Thank you. I will.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. We have Doctor Strange with us. And can you tell us your name, please?
My name is Philip. First time here in Toronto. Not my first Comic-Con, but I do enjoy that a lot. Nice people, very nice cosplay. Everyone is very polite, very kind. It's a dream.
Yes, it is. And I live in Toronto my whole life. And can you tell us a bit about your costume?
Yes, this one is my first costume, so like everybody, it's sometimes difficult to create your own costume. This one is bought, so I buy it and upgrade it a little bit, like the metal pin, the magic shield you just saw, and a few other things, but mostly everything here, you can buy it for yourself, and it's like less than $300. So if you're shy, you don't have skills, you can start like that. Later, you can go on with different cosplay, more expensive, more details, like if you make an armor cosplay, a lot of hours, but the work for that.
And can you also explain the Time Stone?
Yes, the Time Stone. The Time Stone is just a small necklace with a little switch on and off. You know, you can have better Time Stone than that. Actually, one which is opening, like in the movie, and you can take out the Time Stone. This one is stuck inside the eyes of Agamotto because I've put a spell on it, so nobody can touch it beside me.
Thank you, and thank you so much. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day at Comic-Con and your afternoon.
Thank you
for coming on with us today, and just enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you very much. Sorry for my bad English. I'm French. I do make an effort. When I come to Ontario, I speak in English.
No worries. And
have a great day.
And thank you so much. And you too.
My pleasure. Have a great day, sir.
Thank you.
Bowser. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. And here we have Ghost Rider. And can you explain your costume?
Well, it's a guy in a lot of leather and a lot of fire.
That is so true. And can you tell us the details of your costume?
The decals?
Like, how did you make your costume?
Most of it is ordering leather material. So like this jacket, these leather pants. A lot of the other stuff was getting these chains. The main headpiece used a cool little skull mask, this main one, and then built around it, used a lot of foam. And yeah, it all came together all nicely. I do it, I'd say, 3 years or so.
Wow, that took a long time to make this.
Not 3 years. I've been doing this consecutively for 3 years.
That took a long time.
A little bit better.
That took about a long time to do it.
Oh, yeah.
And can you also talk about your Instagram?
My Instagram is TallManCosplay. You can check me out there. I got a lot more stuff going on, and especially tomorrow and the next day forward.
Okay, and thank you so much, and hope you enjoy Comic-Con. And thank you for joining us today, and just enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
Thank you very much. I hope you do as well.
Thank you so much.